Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara, and the topic tonight is love at first sight, how to navigate the dating world and find a great partner. I know you guys, you're calling me all the time with your love questions, and I know nothing hurts like love. But let's talk about what it means to find the right partner and how can we distinguish which is the right partner for us and how can we pay attention to the red flags. And this is a fascinating topic to me. So if you have any questions about your love life, this is the time to call in. And as you know, Christopher, my producer, will take your call, will connect you with me. So just dial in right away, 202-570-7057. Now, spring is officially here, and with some social restriction going away, you know, we are, especially the people who are single, we are getting ready, you know, to mingle with potential partners. But in the contest of picking up the right partner for yourself, dating becomes more more daunting than exciting. I know there are plenty of fish in the sea, but how do we know which one is the best one? So meeting new people can be very complex and sometimes very confusing because some people show good intention but still hurt you at the end display some bad habits or character defects. So this is why it's so important to know to recognize the red flags in a relationship. And you have to do this at the beginning. So discover the elements of a true relationship that lead to authentic, long-term love is essential for your well-being. So that's why I want you to dial in right now, because we want to take your calls and we want to talk to you about what's exactly happening in the world of dating. I've been talking a lot about love relationships because I have a lot of people coming to me, as I said, to counsel them, and I do a lot of marriage counseling. But tonight I want to navigate through the dating world and help you acknowledge who's the great partner for you, because dating can be a very complex and confusing world on its own. So meeting people and picking up the best partner for you can be difficult. But you're going to go through the different elements of dating, such as compatibility, red flags, and so on and so forth. So when you hear the phrase, there are plenty fish in the sea, it's a very true one, because there are plenty of people out there, whether you meet them on the internet, you meet somebody at a party or through a friend, but with so many potential partners around you, how do you know which is the right one for you? So tonight I want to show you, you know, the wisdom, the principle that you should apply, especially if you're somebody who you don't want to be alone. How can you recognize if you share genuine chemistry with a person? And this is why so many women don't even date. They don't want to go through the hustle of getting their hopes up. But then, they feel alone. So We all want to meet our soulmates, but under the pressure of being in a relationship, many of us enter into compromise situations. So okay, you don't want to be alone. You want to be with somebody. You pressure yourself or your family or the people around you. It's like putting a lot of things in your heart, telling you that, okay, you're getting old. You have to be with somebody. You have to get married. So then you end up by entering a compromised relationship. But as you know from me and reading my books, I talk a lot about different types of relationship. One of the most common type of the relationship are compromised relationships. But you end up at the end of the day being completely unhappy in those kind of relationships and always looking to find someone else. So the question is, it's very hard to break off a relationship after you enter a compromised one. The question is, how can you distinguish all the way from the beginning who's the right person for you? So let's say you're currently dating and want some answers. So please call in for those answers because I'm here for you. As I said, 202-570-7057 is the number to call in. No matter the type of questions you have, I'm here for you. So the most important thing in a relationship is to know and recognize and acknowledge the red flags. So you have to pay attention to the signs in order not to get hurt in a relationship. So I'm going to go through you through a lot of, I'm going to go with you through a lot of the top red flags you should never ignore. So if the person you are dating gives off any of the signs or any signals like this, I would suggest for you to walk away sooner than later. So even walking away right now is what I suggest. And I'm going to go through those, as I said, signs that are significant for you to acknowledge the red flags. And the first thing that I want to tell you is that your intuition is always giving you, that inner voice is always giving you an idea of when something is going wrong. So pay close attention to your gut feelings. There's no accident that you found something that proves this person isn't who he said he is. So remember one thing from me tonight. People lie, but your intuition doesn't. Your intuitive mind is so powerful, has the ability to break chronology, to break the linear time and see beyond the moment, so show you the truth. So when your intuition said something is not right, trust that intuitive, trust that gut feeling. If a relationship is complicated from the beginning, it's better not to get involved. Because the perfect partner I know doesn't exist because we all carry a lot of baggage. But your partner shouldn't be bringing his entire suitcase from his past into your present life. So if a relationship starts from the beginning, very complicated, too much baggage, too many implication in the past, it's only going to get worse. Those things are not actually getting better. So it's better to release and find a love that is more simpler. Everything in life that is simpler is actually better. So I want you to find a love that is pure, a love that is simpler, a love that doesn't come with so many complications. Another element I want you to pay attention is to be aware that a person who doesn't want to compromise is not somebody you want to be with. The couple that can compromise cannot survive. A relationship, always means a certain degree of compromise. But that doesn't mean that a relationship has to become a compromise in itself. A person's inability to compromise becomes evident. At that point, your partner should be, at the beginning, should be compromised freely. But if it's not, the relationship will mean a lot of sacrifice on your part. And when I say compromise, I'm referring to the point that that person should be more willing to adjust to you, more willing to accept certain situation and circumstances. I'm not referring to anything else. There's another significant element that you should always pay attention when you get involved with somebody. If that person has those mood swings, because, you know, those mood swings, they always can be very dangerous. They can go to the extreme and they will ruin your emotional stability. If you deal with somebody who's constantly in and out and up and down, that person will actually leave you exhausted by the end of the day. It's going to be very hard to deal with those intense feelings constantly that are minus, plus, good and bad. So you always become what you're around. And if you're exposed to constant bitterness, to resentment, to anger, this is kind of a vibration energy that can be transferred to you. So you don't want somebody who's constantly in that state of mind of being unsatisfied or miserable or completely closed off. So you're not going to believe it, but you'll actually mimic those emotions. A person coming in our life is always a reflection of something, but also creates an imprint. So you will mimic to those emotions and time, and those emotions becomes like a roller coaster and will take a toll on you. So be careful to enter a relationship when the person you met has this intense, you know, emotional instability or those mood swings I'm telling you about. Another thing that you need to pay attention is you don't want to be involved in a relationship with somebody who's not generous, because generosity takes many forms. And probably one of the most obvious that we all know is monetary, but a person must also be, you know, affectionate, generous with his affection, with his advice, with good intention. So greediness, selfishness, egotistic behavior, you know, are serious red flags. You don't want to be with the narcissist, because the person you want to share the world with, you know, should be prepared to see the things like you and prepared to build a future with you. So generosity, I know, might be rare, but you have to be grateful for the partner who's giving in all the sense of the word. So you want somebody who's a giver. A giver meaning affection, attention, his time, good intention, and not somebody who is only thinking of himself, that kind of a narcissistic, talking about the archetype of the narcissist. I'm releasing a new book very, very soon. The book is ready to come out, and it's called Committed, Finding Love Through the Seven Archetypes. And I will definitely tell you that it is a powerful book that defines specific archetype. And one of the archetype is definitely the narcissist. So when the book comes out, I will talk to you much more, and I will, for the people calling in, I will get some free copies. I would love for you guys to read this kind of book and learn a lot from everything I've learned by working with people for over 30 years. So coming back to generosity, you don't want to be with a person who's not generous, but you don't want to be with a person who's unfaithful. So if you discover your partner is disloyal from the early on, which happens, spare yourself the heartbreak and move along. Chances are that he was prone to cheating long before you, so think that way. Often we believe that we can change people, mold their character, we will be different as they were in the past. But that proves not to be true. So when we experience deep disappointment, when we realize that we cannot change somebody, so we're very, very upset when we see, oh, I tried so hard to change my husband for so many years. But the person you want to be with must change him or herself. So we are not changing anyone. People are changing themselves. And if they don't want to change, we cannot force that change. So be aware that if somebody is unfaithful, that might be, you know, part of his character, and you won't be able to change that imprint. You know, through our action, we create patterns of behavior. And if somebody's unfaithful once, he might be tempted to do it. And there's something that is called karma, memory, the repetition of doing the same things over and over. You also don't want to be with somebody who treats you bad. You don't want to be with somebody who will treat you poorly. So don't get too attached to the person who talks down to others, or somebody who's rude for no reason, or somebody who has negative relationship with family members, people who have problems with themselves. So release them, from your heart, because you don't need them in your life. Because that person, might treat you nicely at the beginning. Okay, it may be very nice to you. But those issues he has with other people in his life will creep into your own relationship down the line. So I want you to be aware of all these characteristics that I'm trying to define to you, because it's so relevant to be careful all the way from the beginning. Now, you don't want to be with somebody who comes and goes. I've seen this over and over. One of the most frequent complaints that I hear from the people I'm working is that the person they've been dating doesn't initiate a conversation, or they just appear, then they ghost, they disappear. They have to be the ones to send the message. Women who are struggling, to push a man to make a move. Even worse is when a man shows a pattern, or a woman shows a pattern of disappearing, then reappearing like nothing happened. I've seen this a million times. So be aware of settling with a partner who's ignorant, who's distant. You'll find yourself telling him the same thing over and over again, but it will go in one ear, come out in the other. So one of the greatest qualities you can find in a partner is stability, dependability. So this is what you should be looking for. If the person disappears from the beginning and just tries to reappear, be aware this is a pattern of behavior, and you don't want to be with somebody who comes and goes. You want to be with somebody who's stable. I'm going to take a short break, and then I will invite you to the conversation. I will certainly wait for your calls so we can debate and we can talk much more. And I want to find out your take on it. So I'll be back in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back. I'm back with you on Home Time Radio, inviting you to speak with me tonight. I don't know what happened, but it feels like this topic that is so intriguing and probably one of the best topic ever, you know, because we all have issues with our relationship, with love relationship. We all have issues with communication. Probably doesn't seem to intrigue you enough, but at any rate, I'm waiting for your calls if any of you is interested to talk to me tonight. So I was referring to the red flags, the what do we actually really see, happening when we get involved with somebody. And we don't want to get involved with somebody who's unfaithful. We don't want to get involved with somebody who treats people poorly. You don't want to get involved with somebody who's not generous. You don't want to get involved with somebody who has this mental issue, those mood swings, that emotional, mental inability to be stable. You don't want to be involved with somebody who comes into your life from the beginning with a million of complications. So those are things you don't want. And also listen to your intuitive mind telling you about that person, something that on the surface doesn't appear clearly. You don't want to be with somebody who is disappearing on you all the time, thinking that that's okay. You don't want to be with somebody who's ghosting. So you want to be with somebody where you can actually clearly have the same intention and create a communication all the way from the beginning. Also, you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't care about themselves, which I've seen. The way in which someone treats himself is reflective of the way he will treat you. So if your partner is self-destructive, if your partner doesn't care about the way he looks, if your partner doesn't care about his home, his jobs, his belonging, his health, his finance, his appearance, you know, chances are he won't be able to give you the same care you need. And you will, as I said, we always, whenever we get involved, we get influenced by that particular person. So what I want you to look for someone who handles himself responsibly and lovingly so that he can treat you in the same way. You want to be with somebody who has a great presence, a great job, a good home. You know, somebody who cares about the way he presents himself, about the energy and everything. So another thing that is very relevant, you don't want to be with somebody who can commit. Now, lasting relationships are the deeply fulfilling bonds that we crave. We all crave for that deep, intense, real, authentic relationship. But not all of us are able to actually commit. So you always have, when you get involved with somebody, consider that person dating history. Has he been able to uphold at least one serious relationship? It will be difficult for your partner to keep up long-term love if he's used to jumping from romance to romance. So that is significant to make sure you know that all the way from the beginning. A partner who both expresses the desire for commitment and reinforces words with intention, that is really like a real treasure for your life. So as you can see, I'm giving you, you know, all these red flags before engaging in a new relationship. And put your well-being first. It's very, very relevant, extremely significant. For you to think of you before anything else in order to be able to find balance, stability, and fulfillment in a relationship. I will now want to talk to you about how to find a good partner. You know, we all want good partners. But it's not that easy. It's not that easy to find the right person. And the truth is that dating multiple people is what people do nowadays, because that's very easy. And what's very difficult is having a relationship with one partner. So finding someone with whom you can have a healthy, stable, balanced relationship is incredibly fulfilling. And there are steps you need to take to ensure you pick the best possible person for you. And I've seen this in my practice. I've seen from celebrities I've been working with that they attract, you know, their weaknesses in their partner, that they, after 10, 20 years, seem to fail numerous times in their love life and go from one divorce into another, from one failed relationship into the next and into the next and into the next. And I'm just giving you an example of Jennifer Lopez, this absolutely superb woman, this woman who looks like one of the most beautiful women in the world, who has all the power, all the fame, all the celebrity, and going through so many marriages, so many relationships, and not being able to resolve the karma. I'm not judging blindly. I'm questioning what is really going on. I did work with her 20 years ago, and I remember me anticipating this because I felt like she walks away very fast. She marries, divorce 8 months later, marries again, divorce 3 years later, marries again, divorce 7 years later, gets involved, separates 4 months later, 4 years later. So why never a stable, fulfilling relationship? Why everything she brought in her life end up being a complete disappointment for her? Because I am absolutely convinced that at 50-something, a woman that looks 25 with that splendid presence and charismatic and so wonderful as a human being, she deserves the best. Why is she not bringing the man to reflect, you know, her extraordinary quality? Where is the problem? So I'm going to talk a little bit about where, how to find a good partner, because many of you, I work with so many people, thousands of people in the last 30-something years, and I've heard you telling me pretty much many times the same thing over and over. Dr. Hara, I'm not fine. I don't know what to do. Where is my problem? You know, the first thing in a relationship, there are a few steps that you need to take to ensure you pick the best possible person for yourself. But the first thing you need to do is understand what you need, what you really need. Don't think you just really need somebody to go in the world that looks good, that is tall and has a charismatic presence and seems put together. You know, is that enough? Is that all you need? You don't want to hurt anyone, including yourself, because if you enter in a relationship, you end up by being hurt. I've seen this over and over. I've seen this in celebrities. I assume Jennifer Lopez, I'm giving her as an example, she must be hurt anytime she's separate. She's been more than affected by breaking up with Ben Affleck. The wedding was already, he gave her a ring. She burned her dress, you know what I mean? All those things that she went through because she, you know, everything fall apart. And then, you know, many other divorces that she went through before. Do we need to go through this kind of a pain and suffering over and over? Doesn't this create, think of Liz Taylor. Liz Taylor married 8 times. And I think that one of the problems that Liz Taylor had was the fact that she couldn't get a stable relationship. And she was married to Senator Warner for 6 years. Then she was married to somebody else. Then she got involved with the love of her life. Then Richard Burton, that she broke up with him, that went married him again. So was it just because she was the one of the most beautiful women in the world? No, there were issues there that were perpetuating, you know, and coming over and over and haunt her. You, as I said, you don't want to hurt yourself. You want to have fun, you want to have a family, or you want something in between. What do you really want? If you don't really desire to be in a stable relationship, don't start a romance with a person who craves commitment, Or you crave commitment, but you meet a person who just wants to have, two, 3 days of fun. That's all. Similarly, if you're looking for, as I said, for a similar relationship, don't settle with a person whose dedication can only last a few nights. So know also that what you want and what you want can be two different things. You might want to be single and party, or you might need a relationship to nurture your personal growth and help you evolve and have a family and have a child. Only you know what's best for you. And so this is the number one key. If you really want to bring somebody good into your life, this is the number one key. The most important thing ever is this. And the second key, you know what I mean? Be aware of who you pick. Pick a person who's authentic. Many of us, we look at the surface, the superficial, the facade. Or sometimes we just pick up somebody we're just attracted to. So don't pick a person you're attracted to. A person can come across as sweet or charming at the beginning. We see this. I'm seeing this in my practice over and over. But don't let that first impression fool you. Anyone can put on an act, then quickly disappear when they got into your bank account, you know, or into your pants or whatever they want to achieve. But pick a partner who's genuine, not exciting. We go for excitement. A person who has good intention won't pressure you into anything. So think that way. Okay, if you feel, okay, I met this guy, you know, but he's trying to mold me according to his liking, that's not an authentic person. Another positive indication is someone who's willing to help you when you need help. An authentic person will accept your flaws instead of trying to mold you to their liking. So that's extremely, extremely significant. Another thing that I kind of want you to do is to see beyond the moment, what you consider see beyond the season. So don't dismiss the potential of your relationship. It may have all the chances to flourish, but if you look at it as a fling, then you're not going to get too far. Also, if you disregard it as a fling, you'll create unnecessary boundaries. I want you to sort of allow your romance to thrive beyond the moment, the season. And you want a relationship to go into the years ahead. And let a relationship become what it's kind of meant to become. Something that I think it's a big statement that I make, and I want to make it tonight, and I want this to turn into probably a quote that I want to use always when it comes to a relationship. And the quote is, a healthy human bond doesn't come with an expiration date, but it does come for a reason. So make sure that you understand, when you want to create a healthy human bond, is the best way to understand the role of relationship that you're getting into is acknowledge first that there's no coincidence you met this person. And there are two questions you have to ask yourself that are crucial, that are vital. What lesson has this person come into my life to teach me? So somebody coming into my life or into anybody's life will teach me something, what it is that I am supposed to learn from this relationship. That's first. Always ask yourself that. That's the most important thing. And then second of all, you know, realistically, ask yourself, can I see a future with this person? Can I see myself 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later with this person? Can I build this something in time? Can we continue to care, you know, for each other in the future? Or is it just something, as I said, just the chemistry, just the superficial thing? These are essential, two essential questions. What lesson has this person come into my life to teach me? And second of all, realistically, can I see a future with this person? And you also need someone who's capable of emotional intimacy. Because intimacy reaches much further than physical level. Intimacy can be soulful. Emotional intimacy is the glue that keeps two people together. It's that amazing deep mental exchange. So pay close attention to the person you like. Ask them what they need, how their days was, what their goals are. So try to pay attention, as I said, to the emotions of the person. So encourage the people you come in contact with and want to develop something to communicate and open up to you. Because, you know, otherwise you're not going to know the deep layers of the being of that person. You're going to only get in touch with the surface, with the chemistry, with the physical attraction that might go away at some point. So another way of doing it is by encouraging that person to set up a source of trust and support. Two people, they survive the test of time if they support each other, if they trust each other. And this is what helps establishing something that is way more powerful than physical intimacy. It's called emotional intimacy. And this is what creates an attachment. I've seen many couples that cannot go beyond the surface, so their life consequently, their life together is not evolving. So they split relatively quickly, and 1 year, 2 years later after their separation, if you ask them, they don't really know why they got married and what kind of a lesson they learned, if any. So that's kind of sad, because you lose years that you'll never get back, and it's a lesson that is not learned. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be back with you in a minute, so don't go anywhere. And I'm still hoping that you guys are going to call me tonight, which is very unusual for this show, but it's a call-in show, so 202-570-7057.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Shoes. And I'm back, and I tell you, love hurts. And while I'm doing the show, I'm getting this text message by one of my patients who tells me I cut my veins. Why she wanted to kill herself. And you can imagine I'm live on a radio and I would jump to help her. And I'm just in a state of shock. Why is she doing this? Because of her husband is cheating on her with her neighbor. What is going on in this world, you know, when it comes to love? And I am like now really suffering because I think that this is so wrong. And I'm here trying to teach you about a good relationship and how to find the right partner. And I'm talking about finding a partner who's not unfaithful, how significant it is, and finding, you know, the authentic one that will be there for you. And I'm talking to you about emotional intimacy, and I'm getting this message from one of my very dear patient who I love, and I always try to help going through this difficult marriage and try to counsel her. And you see, people in moments of desperation when they feel so betrayed, they can do things that are dramatic. But emotional intimacy, as I said, is knowing the other person. Now, marrying somebody who at the end of the day you acknowledge you don't even know. You don't even know who that person is. A person who doesn't care. A person who's disrespecting you. You know, this builds so much negativity. And I always said, I encourage people to communicate so they can never reach a point in which they feel so devastated and frustrated that they do something so self-destructive. You also have to perform your inner work, you know. People are sometimes dating for years and they're not emotionally ready for a relationship. And then what it means is that your relationship won't last. So before you begin any new relationship, you must perform that inner work. And the inner work is detached from the past. The inner work is forgiving other people who hurt you, other people who betrayed you. Clearing all those karmic imprints, because karma is just the imprint of a memory that stays in your subconscious mind and kicks in, you know, from time to time, because it allows you to eradicate negative emotion of hate and anger and instability can lead to horrible decisions. So once there is balance and harmony within you, you will be actually able to attract a relationship that reflects those qualities. If there is disharmony within you because you've been hurt, then you will create situations that will hurt you. And you will end up hurting yourself. And I'm so in pain right now because I'm acknowledging how difficult it has to be for somebody who for years and years tried to rebuild trust in a marriage. So the first action to take is introspect with honesty. Ask yourself, am I carrying any baggage from the past? Do I harbor resentment, anger, or bitterness towards an old partner? Do I harbor resentment or anger towards the man I'm married to? Do I end up by hating this man because he's constantly cheating on me, or he's hurting me, or he's not treating me nice? Or do I ask myself, have I received closure from a foreigner partner? It's very possible that, you know, we jump from a relationship to the next, and I've seen this case with Jennifer. She never had closure. She never closed doors to marriages. You know, she divorced without karmic closure. Never had an ending to something, started something else that ended pretty much the same way like the previous relationship. So once you understand what's going on with you, the steps, you know, you have to take, they become evident. They become clear to you, to your consciousness. And I do believe that with the right action, you can establish an authentic connection with a great person. Now, again, if you have any questions for me about your love life, the number to call is 202-570-7057. It's the first time in years since I'm doing this show when I actually acknowledge that people are listening, but they're not really calling in. with their questions, which is kind of surprising, unless there's some kind of a problem with the phone. But the most important thing is for you to get the message today. And I think the message today is to find, the true elements of compatibility, to find the true authentic partner that you've been waiting for, and not to jump for something that is superficial. Don't get involved in relationship where you see those red flags that I mentioned to you before. You know, when you're dating a person, you want to make sure they are genuinely, that you and him are genuinely compatible. Now, sharing true chemistry means sharing the same principles of life. This principle must match so that you can evolve together and not apart. Now, and I'm going to give you some tips how to regard family in the same way, how to settle the same life goals, and which actually I'm going to go through quite a number of key points that you will be able to keep in mind and use in order to make sure that you bring into your life a person that you have a future with, not somebody who's just going to disappoint you and you're going to want to go from a divorce into another. In 20 years, you'll divorce 7 times. We don't need that. We don't need that kind of a damage, because it is hurtful. And no matter how much money and fame you have, and no matter how healthy you might look from outside, inside you, there is a pain that you carry. There is an enormous suffering. Two people that must match, that you can evolve together, not apart. They have to recognize, a couple of things and look at the world in the same way. Like, for instance, two people have to regard family in the same way. Two people have to have the same mindset regarding family in order to stay together. So one person might have a bad relationship with their family, while the other might have a strong relationship base. So while you have to be understanding to your partner's relationship with their family, whatever that relationship might be, you also have to anticipate that the way they treat their family is the way they will treat you. I told you this before. So take into consideration that when you enter that family, you become part of the family. So the same issues they have currently, like they hate their mother, they don't want to see their kids, are likely to play out again in the future when you decide to have a family with that person. Okay, you marry somebody who is not seeing his children, has a bad relationship with his mother. So be aware that what you see in their family karma, whatever happened there, will affect you sooner or later. There is no doubt about it. You will be affected in the long run. So you consider those things when you enter in a relationship with somebody that has been married before or had a previous relationship before you. So those elements are significant for you not to make a mistake. Another very powerful aspect to keep in mind is setting the same life goals. It's difficult to keep up a relationship when your one partner wants to live in an apartment with no kids or pets, and the other desperately wants a huge house with 5 kids and 3 dogs. So if you don't have the same life goals, you're not going to make it together sooner or later. You know, when another thing, when one partner is okay to having any kind of a job, a low-paying job, just to have a job, or is okay to quit the job, and the other one wants $1 million business. So you see, when there's discrepancies in the material goal, must be congruent from the beginning. Make sure you know from the start whether your potential partner sees themselves in 10 years later from now. So try to project, okay, do we want the same thing? Do we want to have the same life goals? Do we have the same family principle? It's relevant. It's significant. Because if we ignore these things, we will wake up one day, a year later, 2 years later, wanting to go separate ways and the divorce would be inevitable. In a relationship, you have to agree to disagree. I mean, you can't agree on everything. It's just impossible. There will be moments when you will disagree completely with your partner, and you won't be able to budge from one from your position at all. In those moments, you'll have to agree to disagree. But not everyone is capable of letting their ego down and walking away from an argument. A lot of people don't want to walk away from an argument. Make sure that that person you choose to be with is willing to put aside their differences to maintain a relationship in good standing. You have to sacrifice and put your guard down and put your ego aside and think at the level of the soul, at the level of the self. So this is another element, very, very significant. Now, you also have to share parenting, the same parenting methods. You must agree on how to raise your kids. And there will be much more discord between you if you have different opinion about raising your kids. Because if one parent disagrees, they still have to go back to the other parent in front of their kids. So, you know, make sure you hold the same disciplinary and parenting methods when it comes to your children. Otherwise, the relationship sooner or later will suffer. Another element is matching money and spending habits. It will create many problems if one partner likes to save their earn money while the other wants to blow it away on luxury style lifestyle. So both partners have to be on the same page in terms of spending, saving, investing. You know, Susan Orman said, opposites attract, but I won't bet my money on financial opposites. And she's absolutely right. So make sure that the person you got married to, you got involved, that you want to build a life with, has the same principle when it comes to spending, investing, saving. Another element is compensating for what the other person lacks. And I think that's pretty a big one. The way I look, and I like to look at compatibility, is that you lack the other whatever the other person possesses. So alone, you are incomplete. And alone, you are imperfect. But together, you create the whole. So if you both lack in the same areas, you will not move the wheel of life, that perfect whole, that oneness, that totality, because you won't complement each other. You will both experience the same problem over and over because neither partner can compensate for what the other person doesn't have. So essentially is to be fully aware, be realistic. What are you missing? What is your person coming in your life? And is that person coming into your life bringing you what you lack, what you are not having? So that's why a relationship is complementary. We complement each other. It's extremely significant relationship to be complementary. And continuing on what is necessary to do is seeing the world with the same eyes. If you are a go-getter, you cannot be with a person who's a quitter. Think a little bit. You'll both become incredibly frustrated with each other. Or if you're a person who believes in fighting for what's right, you won't tolerate a person who gives up because the fight isn't worth it. Your mentality regarding the world around should be one and the same. It is significant. Extremely significant to see the world with the same eyes. Because if you have different vision of the world, you know, your one world is going to crumble because the one sees your world with distorted vision, and sooner or later that's going to lead to a lot of disagreement, a lot of arguments, and it's going to be very hard to make it happen. Something else is the level of respect that should be maintained between people in all love relationship. There is no respect, there is no future. That's a statement. A person cannot constantly disrespect their partner physically, emotionally, mentally, because sooner or later, no matter how patient they are, their partner will reach a breaking point and will either lash out or just leave. So remember that, very significant. Another thing, please tolerate your partner's vice. We all have one vice. There's one sin we keep committing. It might be drinking, smoking, gambling, lying, cheating, or anything that is a person's painful weakness. You have to detect from early on what is your partner's vice and understand whether you'll be able to put up with this long term, because we all have at least one negative tendency that will most likely never change. Now, you have to settle on religion. That's another important thing. And you have to run on the same clock. And also show the same level of affection. Two people are meant to strengthen each other. Two people are meant to help each other and not knock each other's down. There are relationships in which both partners have become so fed up with each other that they all do belittle each other and play on each other's weaknesses. I've seen this many times in my career doing marriage counseling, but it's important to apologize. So this is a big factor of compatibility. You know, there will be, you know, moments in which you have to choose either to apologize or refuse to admit your fault. So it's up to you. Both sides must be willing to say, I'm sorry. You will not be able to keep up a relationship with a person who's only seeing their side of the story. And I'm at the end of the show, Carmen Hara. I'll be with you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Home Time Radio. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful.